Matthew, chapter 23. Then they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians, that they might catch him in his talk. And when they had come, they say to him, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth, and do not care about what anyone thinks, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? But Jesus perceived their hypocrisy, and said, Why do you make trial of me? Show me the tribute money. And they brought to him a denarius. And he says to them, Whose is this image and superscription? They say to him, Caesar's. Then he says to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when they heard it, they marveled. And there came to him Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, If a man dies, having no children, his brother will marry his wife, and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first married and deceased, and having no seed, left his wife to his brother. In like manner the second also, and the third, to the seventh. And after them all, the woman died. In the resurrection therefore whose wife will she be of the seven? For they all had her. But Jesus answered and said to them, Is it not for this cause that you err, that you don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as angels in heaven. But as concerning the dead, that they are raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the place concerning the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And one of the scribes came, and heard them questioning together, and having seen that he answered them well, asked him, What commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, The first is, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. And you will love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you will love your fellow man as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And no man after that dared ask him any question. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, How do the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, Yahweh said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord, and how is he his son? And the large crowd heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes, and to have salutations in the marketplaces, and chief seats in the synagogues, and chief places at feasts. Those who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation.